This is Tallahassee, June 21st, 1982. Governor Bob Graham has just convened a special session to consider ratification for the Equal Rights Amendment, or ERA.
Section 2, the legislature of the state of Florida is convened for the sole and exclusive purpose of considering the following matters. 1, ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment.
It's an idea that's been around since the 20s, and in 1972, Congress sent the amendment to the states for ratification. The Florida House has approved the resolution already, voting it through in 72, 75, and 79. And it's going to do so again today. But it's a different story in the Senate.
16 yeas, 22 nays, Mr. President.
Fails in the ballot.
So, actually, the wording of the amendment, just for your edification, is equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. That is the entire wording of the amendment.
For the past 5 years, Lantana Democrat Lori Berman has filed legislation in the Florida House to ratify the ERA. And in those 5 years, her bill is yet to get a vote. Part of the reason why the ERA doesn't get much of a hearing is that it pits social conservatives against social liberals. Early on, many Republicans supported the ERA, but in the mid-70s, the party began to shift, and its members began embracing a more socially conservative outlook. But the other reason is many believe the ERA is already dead.
You know, when an amendment is proposed, there is usually a time where it has to be ratified. There is one exception of an amendment that was passed something like 200 years afterwards. So I think that even though we have a time limit, there could be some legislative action that could extend the time period and we could go beyond that.
Could I have you tell me which amendment that is?
I got to look about that.
Then, a few minutes later.
Don't put in that quote about the 200 years because I'm not finding what it was. So.
Well, it turns out she was right. It's the 27th Amendment, and it was passed by this guy.
Yes, my name is Gregory Watson, and I live here in Austin, Texas.
Back in 1982, Watson was an undergraduate student at the University of Texas at Austin. His professor asked the class to write a paper on a governmental process. And Watson was actually planning to write about the ERA's attempted ratification, until he came across a book that discussed earlier failed amendments.
This one particular amendment from the year 1789 immediately stood out to me. And it said that when members of Congress want to give themselves a pay raise, they must stand for re-election first before they receive the pay raise.
Watson changed course. Unlike the ERA, this amendment had no date attached. That's because Congress didn't start attaching deadlines until 1917. So Watson wrote up his paper, arguing the nearly two-century-old amendment was still ripe for passage. You gotta see.
So that was when I decided I was going to get the amendment ratified.
He started writing letters, and the very next year, the amendment came up in the Maine legislature. Watson was off and running.
Colorado approved 1985. Another five states approved it. South Dakota, New Hampshire, next year 1986. I got three more, which were New Mexico. The year after that, 1987. Arkansas, Montana, Connecticut, and Wisconsin. In 1988, I got Georgia. I got Louisiana. 1989 was the busiest year.
In May of 1992, the National Archivist added Watson's amendment to the Constitution. There hasn't been another one since. So what does Watson think of the ERA's deadline?
If you look at the actual text of Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, nowhere do you find in Article 5 any mention of a deadline.
That pretty much brings us up to present day. At an event earlier this month, the University of Texas officially changed Watson's grade on that paper. He got an A+. But more importantly, the Nevada State Legislature has voted to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. And to talk about that, we're joined by Carrie Kaufman of member station KNPR in Las Vegas. So, Carrie, tell me what happened this week.
Well, this week, Nevada became the 36th state to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. It came out of assembly and then was concurred in the Senate. And now there are only two states left.
It's pretty amazing, right? I believe the last state to ratify was in the late 70s, based on your reporting. And so how did the ball get rolling again in Nevada?
The ball got rolling because of one person, Senator Pat Spearman, who was elected in 2013, was her first term. And she has been pushing. She's been working for the ERA most of her life. And once she got into the Senate, she's been pushing this, putting it out on the floor, And then this year, Nevada turned blue. We have a Democratic Assembly and a Democratic Senate. And the leader, the Senate Majority Leader, actually testified in committee for this bill as himself. So you knew at that point that this bill was going through and it was going to pass. It passed largely along party lines. There was one Republican in the Assembly who voted for it.
Am I right in assuming that perhaps the average person would be surprised to think this might have happened in Nevada? Is it really that the election in 2016 is the thing that made this happen?
It was brought up in the last two sessions. It did not pass. The last session in 2015 was Republican-led, and it didn't even get out of committee. So, yes, the election, the fact that there are Democrats there made a huge difference. But I think it's interesting your question about will people be surprised that this happened in Nevada? I don't think Nevadans are surprised. I think that the rest of the country has kind of looked at Nevada a little differently than we see ourselves.
Okay, great. I assume that there have been not just local folks interested in moving this forward, but you're probably having people parachuting in from all over the country to get involved with pushing this through. So
honestly, I don't think they are. I think that that people on a national level were really kind of surprised by this. This is something that Pat Spearman really did just kind of push through. And now that it's being done, now people on a national level are saying, oh, well, there's only two more states left. Who could possibly now ratify the ERA and how can we get this through? But it was dormant until Pat Spearman came up with this.
Are you hearing anything from folks out there about, you know, potential next steps for this?
Well, of the states that have not passed the ERA yet, the only blue state is Illinois. The only one that is likely that has a Democratic legislature is Illinois. Virginia has not passed it, as you have said. Florida has not passed it. All the rest of the states are deeply red southern and midwestern states. So there are, I've heard some talk about targeting Illinois and targeting Virginia. I don't know about the rest.
I guess if there are any final things you'd like to add about just sort of getting to witness history.
Yeah, it was really cool. Jill Tolles, actually a Republican who voted for the amendment in the Assembly, got up and talked about being the daughter of a single mother. A lot of people actually got up and talked about being raised by single parents, which I think has an effect on this. People gave very moving speeches. And Jill specifically talked about, yeah, this may be symbolism, but her wedding ring is symbolic. We stand under Nevada's seal every time we go into legislative session. The U.S. flag also flies. And all of these are symbols that have an impact on people. And the argument for voting for this is that these symbols will make women feel like they are equal, even if it's not passed.
Okay, that's great. Well, I think that's the extent of everything. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes to talk with you.
No problem. Thank you.
Meanwhile, in Florida, Lori Berman is no longer carrying the ratification measure. She's passed the torch to Coral Gables Representative Daisy Baez.
Well, first of all, I am very grateful to Representative Berman for entrusting me with this responsibility because I do see it as a big, humongous responsibility to keep the flame of the Equal Rights Amendment alive and well.
Baez is happy to see another state ratifying the amendment, but she has no illusions about the road ahead.
Well, I think with every state that passes this, we inch closer to where we need to be. I don't anticipate that we are going to have three states pass it this year, therefore making it into the Constitution, but if we have to just fight for two more states next year, then that's a victory, in my opinion.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.